The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Navar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner professional at your service this morning, along with my colleague, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Of course, Craig Montana running the studio for us. And Jamie, I just looked at my little palm-held device here, and looks like the markets are up this morning.
Yeah, it does look that way. When we talk about that all the time, but you know, they're going to be up, they're going to be down. But we have to tell you what's going on. So right now, the markets are up. There you go.
So those of you
better than down
who look at your 401k balance every evening when you get home from work, it should be showing some pretty decent numbers there as you go along. And again, you're not just your investments, you're everything else that shores up you and your family, the people that really matter in your life. And that's the financial planning part of things as well. How does everything work together, or does it? That's what we're kind of like financial detectives, Jamie.
A little bit we are. We always recommend that you know what questions to ask, because that's important, because if you don't ask the right questions, you get bad information. Well, we're also in the business of asking a lot of questions to find out exactly where you are.
Well, it's always interesting when we, especially when people come in for the free review with us, we ask them two or three questions when they come in, excuse me, to talk about
there
something.
Yeah, ooh, that's easy for you to say.
Apparently not. But they come in to discuss an insurance policy or whatever it is, or their 401k, and all of a sudden there's more to it than that. And they're like, wow, really?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like the, you know, we talked about on Monday. Doug had a question about a life insurance policy that one of his longtime clients possessed. And they had a simple question to ask about the policy, but in uncovering other needs that the client had at that point in their life, they uncovered some other things that the life insurance policy was able to do for them that they simply had no idea was out there.
Yeah.
And so that is like being a financial detective.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes you don't know what you got, really.
Yeah. My wife may be more interested in what I do now because she likes all those detective shows. Now she can say, well, yeah, you're a financial detective.
Well, we're getting ready to come up on a little commercial break here. So we're going to go do that, and the Sherlock Holmes of financial planning, the two of us, we'll be back right after that. In the meantime, if you've got a specific question about anything to do with finance stuff, give us a call right now. We'll answer it in private on the phone. Yeah. Here's the number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 7879. You're listening to Jamie Keys and Tony Navar on today's edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
Set your cozy room, set your cozy. The windows are released. Washington County and the City of Brenham are offering a free scrap tire collection event in conjunction with Keep Washington County Beautiful from October 13th through the 27th at the Citizens Collection Station at 2009 Old Chapel Hill Road in Brenham. Each household can bring up to 8 tires. Only 20-inch tires or smaller will be accepted free. Proof of residency is required, like a utility bill or a driver's license. This event is open to all residents of Washington County, including the cities of Brenham and Burton. It is not for commercial customers. Commercial accounts will be charged normal fees. Help keep Washington County beautiful. Bring your old, unwanted tires to the Scrap Tire Collection event October 13th through the 27th. The collection station is open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5 and Saturday from 8 till 4. This event is funded by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality through the Brazos Valley Council of Governments. For more information, call 979-337-7455.
If you want the right deal on the right tractor or utility vehicle, check out Mahindra Dealer ASCO Equipment right now. With better traction, higher lift capacities, and heavy-duty components, Mahindra tractors deliver superior performance. Hurry in and save at ASCO Equipment, your local Mahindra dealer.
Head over to ASCO Equipment on Highway 290 in Brenham today for huge savings on Mahindra's tractors and utility vehicles. Learn more about ASCO at ascoeq.com/Mahindra or call 979-836-6640.
Cruise Planners hopes you'll join them at the Scarecrow Festival in Chapel Hill on Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th. Cruise Planners will be next to the Shabby Cupboard on Main Street. Did you know that fall or winter is the best time to go on a tropical vacation? See what destinations they have available for your next vacation. Whether by rail, plane, or ship, they're your land and cruise experts. For more details, visit them online at forallyourtravel.com. Call 979-836-4085 or visit their booth at the Scarecrow Festival in Chapel Hill.
Cold Course Foods is the operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas. If you are looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Right now, get 2 sandwiches for $6. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the new Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
Need a road put in or some road maintenance done? Need your driveway repaired? Simple. Just give TG Trucking in Brenham a call for a free estimate. TG Trucking specializes in all types of roadway construction and maintenance. No job is too big or too small. Are you building a new home or shop? Give them a call for all your pad site needs. TG Trucking has the materials on hand for any of your projects, whether you need 1 yard or 100. Just call TG Trucking at 979-451-3206. TG Trucking, 3500 FM 3456 in Brenham, or visit their Facebook page.
It's Brenham Cub football Friday night on KWHI AM 1280, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com. The Brenham Cubs continue district play when they play host to Georgetown Eastview. Kickoff is set for 7:30, pregame at 7 o'clock, and it's homecoming. We'll have the crowning of the homecoming queen coming up at halftime. That's Brenham Cub football coming up Friday night on AM 1280, KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Sugar.
Okay, so any of you who are tapping your foot or mouthing the words or singing along with that, you need to be coming in for that free review because you're on the glide path to, if not already, getting awfully close or in actually using the money that you've put in your retirement plan at work, hopefully, right? Or maybe looking at, should I start taking Social Security now? What are all the ins and outs of that? There's a lot. I think I read a something, Jamie, that said there are like 83-plus different ways to think about when you should take Social Security and all the ins and outs and the difference between Social Security disability and taking Social Security and all of these different things, the spousal benefits, everything else. I mean, it's not just cut and dried.
Well, there are a lot of decisions we made when it comes to electing when and how to take your Social Security payments. Most people aren't aware, like you had said, there are probably, you know, they changed the rules a couple of years ago, but, you know, there are a lot of different permutations as to how to draw Social Security. And what's critical about that is for survivors in a couple situation, it can cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars if you make the wrong decision.
Mm-hmm. So before you do it, always to come by for that free review. Here's how to do that. Just give us a call, set up a time, and we'll be glad to kind of talk you through it and help you make what is really going to be one of the most important decisions you've ever made in your life, truly. Here's our number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. And also, Jamie, a lot of the questions we get are from people who have a TRS or other state retirement benefit. How does that work with Social Security? What about your spouse's benefits? Should you take whatever little bit of Social Security you might have gotten before you went into teaching? All of these different things. Those all count in this as well.
Yeah. Coordination of TRS and Social Security is a planning niche all in of its own. The idea being to get the most amount of income to you, both through your TRS pension plan and Social Security. And it's just a matter of sitting down and going through what all the different options are. There seems to be a misconception that you cannot get Social Security if you get TRS, and that's not true. They are coordinated, which is a different thing.
Yeah, so we know how they coordinate. So you can come in. If that's all you want to talk about, that's fine. Generally, when we start chatting with you, you end up talking about something else, too. So, again, it's a great time to come in, see where your plans are. Are you on track? And, again, the free review with Neil Financial Group, offices in Houston and for Central Texas in Brenham. And here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Now, we have millennial clients, we have Gen Xers, and we have everybody else who's older than that. So we cross all the age boundaries and everything else. So we're glad to speak with you, no matter which end of the age scope you're on. A lot of times we get questions when we're talking with people 65 and over. We get questions about Medicare and what if you have to go to the hospital and what happens then? And there are certain situations that you need to be aware of. And Jamie, let's talk about that for a minute.
Well, one of the things I look forward to is getting in the mail my Medicare booklet.
Mm-hmm.
I say that tongue in cheek.
It's fascinating reading, too.
Reminding me that I'm on eligible for Medicare. But the Medicare booklet is really important. And if you're old enough to be on Medicare, you should be getting this booklet. And so I wanted to bring this up again. It's something we talked about last year, but I think is worth reminding you about when it comes to Medicare benefits, because they've changed rules on Part A and Part B. Part A is the hospital portion of Medicare. Part B is the medical care that you get, basically the care that you get from physicians and testing and all of those types of things. I'm acquainted with this because of some things that my family has experienced, basically with my mother, where she may have to go through episodes where she goes to the hospital, but they don't admit her to the hospital, but they want to keep her to observe her. It used to be that if you were in the hospital, you were in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But now Medicare says that's not true anymore.
Oh, really? Wow, while you're there, you're thinking you're there, right?
You think you're in the hospital, but you have not been admitted to the hospital. And what Medicare is saying now is if you're in the hospital but simply there for observation, but haven't been admitted to the hospital, that's going to be treated as a Part B benefit. And the benefits under Part B are different than they are under Part A. The bottom line is it could cost you more money. That's why Medicare wants to do it that way, because it costs them less. But if you're in the hospital but have not been admitted to the hospital, you're just there for observation. And it doesn't make any difference whether you're there for observation for one day or 5 days. It's going to be treated as a Part B benefit. But what's critical to know is you need to be aware of whether or not you've been admitted or not. If they say, well, we're going to keep you here for observation, they're not admitting you to the hospital. That just means you're in the hospital. The doctor actually has to say this patient has to be admitted, which means that you go to your own room and you're admitted to the hospital as an inpatient, individual. If you're under observation, you're not an inpatient. You're just there for observation. But there's a document that has to be completed, and this is what you need to look for. And so if you have a family member, if you or your family member, for example, in our case, when we deal with our mom, there's something called a Medicare Outpatient Observation Notice. And the government is very fond of acronyms. They call it MOON, M-O-O-E-N. It's a document that lets you know you're an outpatient in a hospital rather than an inpatient.
So there's no ambiguity there, I guess, right? They want something official that says they're going to hit your Part B.
Yeah,
right?
And the rule is, according to Medicare, you must receive this notice if you're getting observation services as an outpatient for more than 24 hours. And so if you're going to be there for more than 24 hours under observation, the hospital is supposed to supply you with a document saying that you're under a Medicare Outpatient Observation Notice, or MOON, so that's going to be covered under Part B. It's not going to be covered under Part A, but they're required to notify you of that so there are no surprises.
Ah.
What's happened in the past is you thought you had been admitted to the hospital, but you were just there for observation, and all of a sudden you get this big bill. You've all heard of these outpatient services bills that you get that were a surprise because you thought you had been admitted to the hospital because they kept you there. Being kept at the hospital doesn't necessarily mean that you're an inpatient. You may be kept there as an outpatient. And Medicare has stipulated that if you're kept there as an outpatient, that's going to be covered under Part B, which means it's subject to deductible and copays. And out-of-pocket. And by the way, under Medicare, there are no out-of-pocket limits.
Uh-huh.
Which means that the amount you're responsible for can be unlimited, which is why we always say if you're on Medicare, you need to have one of those Medicare supplement or Medigap policies in place to try and help you cover the costs of what Medicare doesn't cover.
There we go. So, as always, take a look at your, if you're on Medicare, you should be getting your benefits booklet in the mail here pretty soon. If not, you can also go on Medicare's website, and you can look under your own account if you want to. It's My Medicare? Yeah.
Yeah, My Medicare or Medicare.gov. Just go to Medicare.gov and sign up for My Medicare, and you can see those. Now, I want to go back to this MOON document because it's an important document. This MOON will tell you why you're an outpatient receiving observation services rather than an inpatient. In other words, the document is supposed to explain to you why you're being held at the hospital as an outpatient rather than being admitted as an inpatient. In other words, there's what the justification is for that. It'll also let you know why this may affect what you pay while you're in the hospital and for care you get after leaving the hospital. So this MOON document is very critical if you go to the hospital for observation, or if you go to the hospital at all, you need to know, and the hospital is supposed to supply you with this moon document if you're going to be there longer than 24 hours as an outpatient. So make sure you or someone in your family that y'all make sure you ask for that document if you're told. So you need to make it clear. You really have to be clear as to whether or not you're going to be an inpatient when you go to the hospital. Otherwise, it's going to cost you more than you thought.
Okay. So there you go. Forewarned is
It's on
forearmed.
It's on page 28 of the 2019 Medicare booklet.
Okay.
On page 28. Take a look at that. Make sure you understand it. Otherwise, it's going to cost you more money in the long run, and you don't want to be surprised. I know occasionally you may get a bill from a hospital or somebody that's a surprise to you.
Yeah, that does happen, doesn't it? So we're doing our best to help you there, okay?
There you go.
All right. We're going to be taking a break in a couple of minutes here. When we come back from the break, though, I ran into something with a client who has a 401k plan, and I am one of the primary people who's an advisor, basically, on that plan. And a couple of instances of things that caught people, including the business owner who was taking an RMD, but also someone else who was taking a distribution from their 401k for another purpose, all right, which was permissible, all right. But something happened that they didn't want to have happen, which is that instead of taking the cash from the money market or cash portion of their account, suddenly they had their investments inside of the plan sold off to make this distribution. Well, that wasn't what they wanted. They wanted something else. They wanted this money to come from this big bucket of cash that they had in another part of their plan. So how do you look out for that, and what can you do? Because that can be not a good thing, right? Especially if you've got some investments that have been doing well and you'd like to keep them.
Yet another story on the value of communication.
And knowing how things work, too. That's a big part of this program. So we're going to talk to you. So we don't want anybody else to make this boo-boo, right? It's not necessary. So we're going to come back, do a little educating on how to get money out of your retirement plan, whether it's a 401k or a 403b or whatever. Let's be sure that you understand the rules there so you don't have something happen that you don't want to have happen. Those of you who are getting RMDs, be sure you listen up on that. If you're still working, you need to know this, especially those of you who may be owners, right? Business owners. So, taking a break. Got a question in between? Here's our number to do that right now. If you're shy, you don't want your voice on the air because you think all your friends and neighbors are listening. Hopefully they are. But we're going to give you a break here during our break and talk to you one-on-one on the phone in private. Here's the way to do it. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Find out the real straight information about whatever financial thing's going on in your life by calling us at 800-332-7879. Get working on that. Craig Montana's going to run the commercials, and we'll wait for your call right here on the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Fall's upon us, so it's time to get the lawn and garden back in shape. Stop Implants and Things for everything you need for your lawn and gardens. Whether you need fertilizer for your lawn, color bedding plants for your flower beds, or fall vegetable plants and seeds for your gardens, Plants and Things has got you covered. Also, fall's the best time to put out fruit trees, so go and check out their many varieties of peach, plum, apple, and pear trees they have available. And when you're ready to decorate for the upcoming holidays, you'll want to check out their decorative items for the home. Those are unique. Unique Yard Arts. They have plenty of decorations for every fall event. Plans and Things is ready to supply everything you need to make your home, lawn, and garden beautiful and blossoming. Plans and Things, 3900 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Open weekdays from 8 to 5:30, Saturdays till 5, and Sundays from 10 to 4. Follow them on Facebook and on Instagram. Plans and Things in Brenham. Large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Kay's Mutt Hut, a doggy resort and ranch nestled on a beautiful ranch in the country, is specifically designed to ensure your dog's safety and comfort. Your best friend will experience a pleasurable and incomparable experience while giving you the peace of mind that your pet is safe, healthy, and happy. They offer dog boarding, daycare, and spa services. Let Kay's Mutt Hut be your pet's home away from home. Transportation to and from the ranch is available. Kay's Mutt Hut, 6955 Hummingbird Road in Brenham. Find out more online at kaysmutthut.com.
Plagans Construction has over 35 years of experience in new home construction and remodeling. They can build you a new home or make your old home look new again. They can also do barn dominiums, metal buildings, as well as additions and remodels. Owned and operated by Daniel and Cody Plagans, Plagans Construction serves Washington, Austin, Fayette County, and beyond. Call 979-277-5654 or 979-277-2610 for Plagans Construction.
Want to have some fun? Then get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenham for the latest in side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycle, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Can-Am, and Sea-Doo, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance, complete rebuilds on the brands that sell, and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Have fun on a motorcycle or ATV from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Quality sales, parts, and service.
Celebrate homecoming this year in Brenham with KWHI as we broadcast the parade on Wednesday, October 3rd, beginning at 6:15 p.m. Hear about all the homecoming queen contestants, words from the athletic department, and just good old-fashioned school spirit. Sponsors for the live broadcast of the parade are Conjura Tile, Brenham National Bank, Collier Construction, Citizens State Bank, Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, and J&A Roofing. Join us for the homecoming parade in downtown Brenham this Wednesday.
The players are fired up. The coaches are prepared for battle.
Here we go!
The student section is rumbling.
Here we go, baby!
The band is ready to rock. And you, you're ready for victory.
Gotta love it, baby!
Every game, every victory is right here on the Texas A&M Sports Network.
Saturday, the Aggies host 13th-ranked Kentucky. 6 o'clock kickoff, 5 o'clock pregame on AM 1280 KWHI and FM 101.7.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I fall off my chair and I'm wondering how I get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
All right, of course, no political commentary on this program. As Craig Montana plays his list of break music here. Plenty going on in all sorts of different areas. Of course, our area for you is your money, the financial aspects of your life, because we are financial planners. I'm Tony Navarre, certified financial planner professional, and Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant here. And before we went to the break, Jamie, I just wanted to touch on this thing that I've had come up with regard to folks who are taking a distribution from a 401k, 403b type of plan. And that is that, first of all, if you are a business owner and you're still working, you still have to take your RMD. Yep. If you're in the RMD land in your
age. If you're over 70 and a half.
Yep. So a client who went ahead, took his RMD, And it was a little chunk of change. And anyway, they took the money for the distribution from his deferral, employee deferral portion of his 401k, which meant that he didn't have, in his case, a lot of cash in there, like money market funds. They ended up selling off some of his investments to create cash, right, to be able to pull that money out. Now, unfortunately, the folks at the retirement plan, the 401k place, they didn't get specific instructions, and there is a way to do that as to where that money should come from. So this was an unnecessary thing that happened to him because he liked his investments. They were doing really well. And then whoop, it was like that vacuum cleaner came and, you know, they knocked out his investment portion. But he had plenty of money to make this distribution from another part of his 401k account, which was the profit sharing part. It was all cash. They could have just pulled it from there. So be sure when you're going to make a withdrawal, whether you're a business owner and have to do it for an RMD or any other withdrawal, let's say you want to take a plan loan or you have some other reason why you want to take money out of your plan, be sure you know or be sure you ask about where is that money going to come from, because you got three pots of money in your plan. You got what you put in out of your pay, which is called the employee deferral. There's another part that is match, the employer match, if you have one of those. Generally, they don't try to take money from that pot because of logistical reasons. I'll just say that. And if you have a profit-sharing plan, that money, as long as you're fully invested, can be taken out of that pot. So sometimes you're invested differently in these different areas. Be sure, before something happens and somebody cuts you a check from that plan, that you know where that money is designated to come from. So you can do that on your, probably your 800 number, investigating which parts have the most plan. Is there enough cash? Is there enough cash in there to do that or not? And if you're going to have to sell some of your investments inside of that plan to create the cash, be sure you know. And they'll ask you, which of these investments do you want to sell if that happens? So please know what's happening before you make that distribution.
This is another private example of you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
If you're going to take money from anything, in this particular case, you're talking about the 401k plan. The thing you have to understand is if it's a required minimum distribution, he has to take the money.
Mm-hmm.
So as a participant in the plan, the thing that you have to think about is, well, how am I going to get that money? Well, you say, well, they're just going to send it to me. Well, okay, they may just send it to you. But inside of the plan, you have to give instructions as to where you want the money to come from.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like common sense, but they can't read your mind.
No, and again, in 99.9% of these plans, you've got different buckets of money inside of that plan, as I mentioned. You've got what you put in, you've got maybe a profit-sharing bucket, and you've got the employer match bucket. So you may only have two of the three or whatever, but these are different pots of money, and in fact, they can even be invested differently. So be sure you know where it's coming from and that you write it down on your distribution form the right way. And someone with your plan at the 800 number, or if you have a plan administrator or you have an advisor like me, for instance, you can call and we can pull up your plan and help you see where the money is if you don't want to sell off something that's doing well.
Well, that's the thing. If you're thinking about taking it to distribution like that, the best thing to do is to call that 800 number and say, this is what I would like to do. What do you need to know to make this happen as a plan provider? And where can I take the money from?
Mm-hmm.
again, knowing what questions to ask becomes really important.
Yeah, you didn't know that, did you? No, you didn't know that. Okay, so public service there.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, well, the other thing about that is, as you had said, most of the time, there are going to be several different buckets. But not only that, there are going to be several different investments inside the account. And there may be some of the investments that you want the money to come from. And you may not want it coming from cash. There may be some of the other investments inside that you want to try and get out of. I don't know what your situation is. And the plan provider certainly doesn't know what your situation is and what you had in mind as to where you wanted the money to come from.
Yeah, and the thing is that most plans, and I don't care who the plan provider is, XYZ, big investment firm plan, all right, they have kind of their own little schedule of where they go first to make a distribution.
As a default.
Yep. So they do have that. And that default may be the investments you have in there that you may want to keep or not. But that's why it's important to find out so that you fill out the form properly to make this distribution happen the way you want it to.
Right. I mean, when there'll be a form, probably a form to make the distribution. Their responsibility is to get the money to you.
That's all they need. And they'll do whatever they have to come up with the cash out of it to send it to you.
And so from their point of view, they're following the instructions that you gave them. And if you don't tell them where you want the money to come from, they will go to that default position to get the money to you because you've requested the money and it's their responsibility to get it to you.
So just don't make a boo-boo that you have to go back and correct because that is tough.
You could have
to go back
it.
In. Yeah. Yes. I have done some correction work on some of these things, and it's not a simple cut and dried thing.
Yeah, that's always always a lot of fun.
Okay. So anyway, when you have questions on 401ks, 403bs, retirement plans, simple IRAs, SEPs, all these different things, we're a great information resource. Again, free review may really save you in a lot of different ways. Here's how to do it. Give us a call at the office. Set that up, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. Yeah, just important.
Yeah, and again, as I had said, it comes down to asking the right questions. And one of the things we want to, for the rest of the show, some other things we want to talk about today is I've been getting a lot of questions about the standard deduction and making direct contributions from your IRA to the charity or institution of your choice, whatever the 501c3 institution is, whether that be a charity or your church, making direct distribution from there, and confusion about the standard deduction and itemizing.
Yeah, because we've now got that pretty whopping big standard deduction that's $24,000 for a married couple.
That's right.
And like half of that if you're not married. It's still pretty darn big.
I mean,
right?
it's a big jump from, I think, last year the standard deduction for a married couple was $12,700. This year it's $24,000. What does that mean to you? And so when we come back from the break and the last few minutes of the show, we'll talk about what's important to understand about that. It's not that confusing.
It's really not.
I understand where the confusion comes, but it is not that confusing. But we'll talk about that and why. What it boils down to is just numbers again.
Yeah. So, but they're numbers you need, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. All right. So coming back, some of you may not even realize that we went that high with the standard deduction. Yeah. So we'll go into that a little bit. All right. So questions in between, give us a call right now. We'll answer them for you. You don't have to wait around and do a lot of stuff. That's fine. Here's the way to do it. Give us a call at 800-332-7879. That's our private line for the show. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. All right, taking this little break with Gloria Gaynor here. We'll be right back with more Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Need a new water well? Call JB Water Wells in Carmine at 979-830-0625. Dustin Bilski can service your existing system or install a new system, including drilling a new well, new pump installation, testing, and pump service and repairs. Using the latest technology to complete your system, Justin ensures that it's working properly, including constant pressure pumps and solar pumps. Are you battling hard water buildup, rust stains, or spots and cloudiness on your dishes? JB Water Wells can solve your water problems. Serving Washington and surrounding counties, JB Water Wells specializes in water softeners, iron filters, sediment filters, and drinking water systems. Call Justin at 979-830-0625. He'll test your water, design a plan for making your water better, and give you a free estimate. Find out more online at jbwaterwellservice.com or call 979-830-0625. JB Water Wells is licensed and insured. Call 979-830-0625 today or visit online at jbwaterwellservice.com.
At Bush's Chicken, there is only one goal each day: be the best. Come try their unique marinated chicken with a friendly in-store atmosphere where you'll feel comfortable bringing your whole family at mealtime. Bush's offers a variety of menu items for Southern fried chicken lovers, including bone chicken, chicken tenders, fried livers and gizzards, delicious sides, fried apple pies, soft drinks, and their famous sweet tea, all at the best value. Stop at Bush's Chicken in Brenham on Highway 36 South, right in front of Walmart. Ask about their catering and call in your orders at 979-836-1804.
Wouldn't you like to drive home in a new car, truck, or SUV? LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac offers a complete lineup of GM vehicles with something for everyone. Family cars, sports cars, small pickups, big crew cab trucks, small, medium, large SUVs. Whether you want great gas mileage, more cargo space, or something luxurious, you'll always find the perfect choice at LaRoche. So when you're ready to drive home in a new vehicle, drive on over to LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Only at Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham can you get a free, genuine Lazy Boy rocker recliner with your purchase of a Tempur-Pedic mattress. Tempur-Pedic is the most recommended mattress, and Schleider's has four new Tempur-Pedics with the latest technology. We sell Tempur-Pedics at the lowest possible prices every day, and for a limited time, you can get a free Lazy Boy recliner with your Tempur-Pedic purchase. All the Tempur-Pedic mattresses deliver and install free to 50 miles. Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company has the whole family of Brenham brands, including famous Sealy Posturepedic and handcrafted Stearns & Foster, made right here in Brenham. Schleider's beats big city gallery prices every day, and for a limited time, you get the best brands, Tempur-Pedic and Lazy Boy, in one great deal. Free Lazy Boy recliner with purchase of Tempur-Pedic, only at Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham.
Talking about end of life isn't easy. It can feel overwhelming. Knowing where to begin and taking the first step can be the hardest part. Hospice Brazos Valley Ethics Committee urges you to plan in advance for important healthcare decisions. Document your end of life wishes with an advance directive. It's not complicated. Don't let someone else decide how you will spend the end of your life. Making your end of life wishes known to your family, friends, physicians, spiritual and financial advisors can provide peace of mind. Life's journey is full of ups, downs, and unpredictable moments. End of life doesn't have to be.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham. They do a lot more than just shipping. They also offer mailbox rental, print and scan services, fax services, a complete line of office supplies, and expert packing services. When you ship UPS, you get the service that gets it there safe and sound. The pack and ship promise guarantees it, or you get all your money back plus the value of the insured item. Stop in and visit with their professional staff at the UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 979-830-8291. The UPS Store. See what one store can do for you.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team, or at least a couple members of it, from Neil Financial Group. We've been doing this for, well, let's see, this is going to be my 20th, God, my 20th year. Gee whiz, that time flies when you're having fun. And I can't think of anything more fun than helping people make the right decisions for them and their situation about what's going to be worth it for them today, tomorrow, future, for their kids, their grandkids, those they really care about. That's what we really do for as financial planners, Jamie.
Yeah, it's funny. I had a meeting last week, and I was meeting with a couple, and they asked me how much longer I intend to do this, and which is a natural question when you're working with someone, and what I like about it. And the reality is that's the part that I like, is being in front of the people and working with them. Mm-hmm. All the other stuff is kind of, stuff we have to do.
Paperwork, calculations,
all of that stuff.
All that other jazz. Yep.
But being in front of people and working with people and seeing them realize their goals and dreams is kind of fun.
Yeah. So we're hanging out. We're hanging around. Look at Warren Buffett, right? Jeez. Yeah. So there's no reason for us to stop doing what we love doing. There's always something new, too. There are new rules, regulations, new things come up. As we said before the break, the standard deduction for your tax return was changed, and it was bumped up a heck of a lot thanks to the new tax bill that came into effect. And tell us, Jamie, about how that plays with if you want to make a donation to your church or charities of other types. Do you need to go ahead? I mean, why itemize when you got $24,000 already there?
Well, that's the question that comes up is with the standard deduction, you get $24,000 standard deduction if you're a married couple. Well, in the past, it probably wasn't, for most people, wasn't really hard to exceed the standard deduction of $12,700 by itemizing. And what that means is there's a form on your as part of the 1040 package that allows you to itemize all of your deductions. And one of the things that goes on when you itemize your deductions are charitable contributions. And so whatever amount you contribute to charity, that's part of that schedule of itemizing to try and see which is bigger, your standard deduction or itemizing. And that's going to be the question this year. With the standard deduction being $24,000, are you going to have enough deductions if you itemize to exceed the standard deduction? The confusion that comes about is when we start talking about making direct contributions to your charity from your IRA, especially if you have to take RMDs, the question that I'm getting, well, I'm going to lose my deduction. Well, no, you're not. It's just a number thing. If when you itemize, your itemized deductions don't exceed $24,000, then you should just take the standard deduction. For example, if you itemize and your itemized deductions equals $23,000, you're better off taking the standard deduction of $24,000.
Yeah, so you don't even need to list the charitable contribution.
Yeah, you don't have to go through that whole process of doing the itemizing. That doesn't mean that you lose those deductions. It's just that your deductions didn't exceed what the standard deduction is. Does that? I mean, it's really simple.
So you're either going to take the standard deduction, or if you are more than $24,000 in charitable
charitable contributions.
Thank you. I couldn't think of it. Yeah, contributions. Then you can go and itemize, right? That's when you would itemize if they're going to be more than the standard deduction.
More than $24,000.
Just like before when the standard deduction
exactly
was $12,000, right?
It's exactly the same.
Yeah.
But when we talk about making the direct distribution, I think is a better way to, if you have to take RMDs anyway, you can do more than RMD contributions. There's no limit. There's a limit, but it's big. Mm-hmm. I think it's $100,000.
It's a big chunk.
It's a big number. Mm-hmm. But you can go ahead and make direct contributions to the charity from the IRA. And what's nice about that is it doesn't show up as income to you. In other words, if you're going to give $10,000 to charity, well, your income is reduced by $10,000. By the fact that you made that direct contribution, as opposed to making the contribution with after-tax dollars and then trying to itemize.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't lose the deduction by making the direct contribution because your income gets reduced by that amount, okay. which is basically the same thing. And with the standard deduction being $24,000, you may even be better off. And so if your income gets reduced to the point where the standard deduction is $24,000, and if you had itemized, if it only would have been $20,000, you're much better off reducing your income by the fact that you're not going to get to be able to take advantage of itemizing anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's just a numbers game.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
you're
going to
take one or the other.
You're going to take one
it's
or the
24
other.
It's grand if you're for married filing jointly, or it's 12. The half
12
of that.
For a single person.
Single. Mm-hmm. So it still comes out the same way in the wash, yeah. but that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
so no confusion there. And, of course, always talk to your tax professional.
Talk to your tax person, yeah.
Yep.
So we're not CPAs, but it's pretty cut and dry. Either itemized deductions exceed $24,000 or they don't.
There you go. Wow, that's pretty basic.
It's that simple. Yeah,
but always recheck it, right? Mm. Recheck it with your tax professional because we're not giving tax advice here. We're not supposed to do that, right? Okay. You know, so many intricate things, though. You know, and it's so funny to me always still, Jamie, that people just think we're concerned with what's in your portfolio, right? And it's so much more than that. We're so much more than... You know, what investments we have in our, you know, IRA, 401k, 403b, brokerage account, whatever that is. That's the sexy part. Everybody loves seeing that. But that's only one part of who you are financially.
Yeah, and it's easy to understand, you know, how you get a block on these kind of things.
Yep.
I was trying to explain this to someone in a meeting, and I could see them. They just couldn't get past the point, well, I'm giving this money to charity, but I'm not going to get a deduction. Well, but you're not going to show it as income either. And so you still get the standard deduction of $24,000. And, you know, it's a mental hurdle sometimes as your brain just can't get past the point because you think it's different than it has been in the past. In reality, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that the numbers are different.
Yeah, actually, a little bit more in your favor.
Yeah.
We'll take whatever we can get, right?
Well, it's going to simplify tax returns mm-hmm. for a lot of people
yep.
Because you have to have itemized deductions that exceed $24,000 in order to not just go ahead and take whatever the standard deduction of $24,000, which makes your tax return so much simpler when you don't have to scrounge up all those receipts and statements and all those other things to try and get above the standard deduction, which in the past was only $12,700, but mm-hmm. this year it's $24,000. So hopefully it's going to make your life simpler.
There you go. So don't cut back on those charitable things,
no.
right?
No.
Everybody's always afraid of that. And no, you don't have to cut back on it because it's all going to go into that higher limit of things anyway.
Yeah,
right?
And if you make them directly from your IRA, it actually reduces your taxable income. So there you go.
There you go. All right. That and more questions. Again, you don't have to go it alone. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give us a call at the office, which is 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903.
We'll see you back here again on Monday. Thanks for listening.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is an intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.